whatever the hell I could find. Yeah, we used a £10 mic, but fuck it, it's true, that's all we really had. You're probably thinking that you were really sad, but truthfully, weren't even that. It was for the love of the music, when we had talent, and yes, we used it, abused it, to the point. Fate was banging out promos, going hard, no homo, moving so fast, no slow-mo. Showing our tunes to the friends in school, had all the bill high, thinking that we're cool. With time, our tunes got better, with little man there, so did the mix down. You don't know how hard he made our shit sound, walking around school, playing our shit loud. We was proud that we made something discreet, fitting loud in corridors, ever discreet. My state of mind was music all the time, that's when I started my late night rhymes. Sitting up till 3 in the morning, writing and yawning. Go and sleep with a pen in my hand, I was falling. In deep love with music, I put my all in, appalling. That's what my mum thought, and I could understand where she's coming from. But it's the fact I was so deep in it, plus I had a 10 track promo to finish. I recorded 8 at Little Man's, thanks to him, they came out deep. The other two I recorded, I got rotten. Put it on MySpace, got my stuff popping. Radio play, came with I'm hot. The night it got played, I was smiling, not in a height. Nah, not gonna lie, hold tight, Candyman and Limelight. And since then, I ain't never looked back, doing my own thing, making that crack in studio. You know, that's where I used to go recording. So many tracks, and slowly, I've become so much better.